Okay, interview with a smiling Dundalk manager, Stephen Kenny. And Stephen, good work out for you, good win.
Yeah, well, listen, it wasn't our best performance, but listen, you know, we needed a lot of players. You're not going to win the league with 11 players, and we needed players that haven't been playing to get minutes. And you know, I think we started slowly in the game, but as it progressed, we played better. And you know, we're through, which is the main thing.
First, Ronan Murray put you in front 31 minutes, well taken goal.
Yeah, you know, it was a good team goal, and you know, a lot of good intricate passing, good run by Michael up the left, and Ronan in around the box. Ronan can finish, you know, he's got a lot of the number 10s we have, like Jamie McGrath, say Patrick McElhenney, and that's from midfield players. But Ronan's really a striker, a second striker. And in the days when he would have been at Ipswich, things like that, everyone always played with two up front. So when he plays as number 10, it's as nearly as he plays quite high and plays off as a second striker. But the advantage of that, I suppose, is that he's always in the box, and he'll, you know, if it falls to him, he certainly is a very, very cool finisher.
You killed the game off early in the second half. Jamie McGrath, again, player that's playing really well this season, took his goal very well.
Yeah, it's what Jamie needs to add to his game, actually, to improve as a player, is to get more goals. And hopefully that can kickstart a few for him.
And then the third, again, from Ronan Murray. Is it striking in your mind maybe that Ronan is pushing for a first team place?
Well, Ronan has always been pushing all season. You know, he's played a fair bit. Sean Gannon, great overlap by Sean. I thought that was a big move for Sean coming in and, you know, getting that game under his belt, and he did very well.
Was there, you know, you're obviously very disappointed with Monday night's result, because I know that you want to win everything, and you the treble would be important for you. Was there any difficulty coming, or was there anything in the back of your mind coming into tonight's game after Cove winning? Was there anything preying on your mind that you were playing them again tonight?
No, listen, we were disappointed with ourselves on Monday. There's no getting away from it. I think you know, we were disappointed with ourselves. I think there's no doubt the league is a priority, and you know, we played a second string really, but all the players are good enough to play, and you know, lack of match fitness really showed, and sharpness, and I think Cove done a job on us. You know, they wasn't many chances in the matches, and just sat in, and we found it difficult to break them down, and in that regard, so thankfully, you know, we got through tonight. And the main thing for us is that we've got 5 games in 14 days. So for me, the objective tonight was to get through and with no injuries. So we were able to maybe rest a couple tonight, because it's been an intensive period of games, and this is maybe a taper off week for like Patrick Holman, Chris Shields and others, and get ready for the run of games coming up, 5 and 14.
And you're in the last 16, and it just showed tonight that any team can beat any team. Draw to beat the Shamrock Rovers, their season is basically over. You know, the shocks can happen anywhere. So like last 16, I presume the main thing is you'll be looking for home draw.
Well, I think because we've got 5 games in 14 days, if it's an away one, it'll mean 4 of those will be away fixtures. So we're away to Bray on a Friday, away to Sligo on Monday, the Cup on Friday, Saturday, Rovers here Tuesday, and away to Limerick on Friday. So it's a real intensive run of games. You know, the players are human, and I think that's a real run. So we're going to have to you know, we wouldn't have picked our games against Sligo and Shamrock Rovers. We would have picked, for example, to play the Sligo game this week and then have 2 weeks where between the midweek games, or have the Shamrock Rovers game the following week after Limerick. But we don't seem to have any choice in the matter, and it was just decided for us.
Thanks.
No, only thing.